Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Fáilte Rasharish. Now, you would have heard me talking to Gregory Maguire yesterday, who wrote the 1995 book Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West. And the film version, based on the Broadway musical, is out this week. This is the sequel now. The first one was the biggest film of 2024. It got 10 Oscar nominations. The reviews are out today for the first time. It's got like 4 stars there in The Guardian, the explosive second chunk of the Oz prequel. The Daily Mail in England gave it 5 stars. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, magnificent in the extravagantly sumptuous sequel. It's not just good, it's wicked for good. Some bad of the Irish Independent, 2 stars. Ding Dong, the atmosphere is dead in bloated Oz sequel, and bad reviews in the Telegraph and the Associated Press. So you'd call it mixed, wouldn't you? Well, one half of our screen team is Olivia Fahey of Geek Ireland, who has finally seen the film. Olivia's on the line. Good morning, Olivia.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. And I'm very excited to chat all things Wicked because, as I said last week, it was the thing that I was looking forward to the most in the next couple of days.
So,
finally got to see it. And yeah.
And it's 137 minutes long. It's nearly 2.5 hours. So it's long.
It is. And especially considering, as I said last week, that the first one was as long as the entire musical itself. This is literally now twice as long as the musical. The movie version, if you watch them back to back, you'll be sitting there for longer than you would the musical play itself. But the pacing isn't too bad. You don't really notice that it is 2.5 hours. The second act of the play itself is a bit of a slower pace in general.
Yeah.
So this installment kind of matches with that, I felt.
Why did they split into two? Just to make loads of money?
Kind of, yes. But they also kind of added in a few other aspects. They've elaborated on a few different things. So there's actually some bits that are in the book that I think they've incorporated a little bit more. Because
yes.
I've read the book as well.
Oh, have you?
That's how obsessed with Wicked I am. And I kind of noticed a few little more winks and nods to a bit more of the background as to like Elphaba's kind of her motivations and Glinda feeling a bit more isolated and things like that. I notice a lot more of that in the film than I did in the play. So they've definitely incorporated more from the book to expand on the world.
The whole point of basically making it musical to screen is that it's just going to look absolutely incredible and beautiful. Does it kind of hit that achievement? Does it achieve what it sets out to do?
Oh, yes, it's a visual spectacular. And something that I had an issue with the first one is that some of their live sort of sets to VFX transitions, they weren't as smooth or as good as they could have been considering the budget of the film.
Yeah.
Whereas in this installment, it's actually much more seamless and you don't really notice a lot of the VFX this time around as you would previously.
Oh,
so
gosh,
I was really happy that they'd kind of fixed that up. Unfortunately, there are still some continuity issues, which, again, for a film of this budget,
really
shouldn't be as noticeable. But there's like sleeves on dresses that are kind of disappearing and a veil at one point that is on and then suddenly is off.
No way.
These kind of things you'd normally pick up on with reshoots, but I'm not sure if they actually did any reshoots for this. So maybe they just had to make do in the editing room as best they could, but
that's kind of the big
stars.
These
are like little things that I'm kind of nitpicking at here.
Yeah, that must be the kind of the big stars are just not available to do a pickup shot or weren't available for very long on the day. Is that what's going on? That seems bizarre for such a massive film.
Yeah, and there's even like with having worked on, I actually was an extra on Fair City, and when you're like moving about the place, you kind of know which line that you're kind of like, okay, I was over here for that line, and you're trying to like match it all up.
Yeah.
So even like, for example, there's a scene where there's a kiss. I'm not going to say who it is to avoid spoilers for people who haven't seen the musical. But, you know, the heads are tilted one way at one angle and the heads are tilted in the opposite direction when they cut to this other angle.
What?
And it's these little things that you're kind of like, well, you know, you'd kind of make sure that you're tilting the same way to make sure that the shots line up. But yeah, these are things that, again, you would have picked up on in the editing room. And if you had time for reshoots, you could have gone back for a month and done a bunch of them. Like a lot of Marvel films will do that. But in this case, I don't know if they had time for that. I couldn't see any evidence that they'd gone back for reshoots, but who knows, maybe they did on the sly and still missed a few of these things.
So they're going from 2 to 5 stars and stuff. How are you feeling overall? Very, very briefly, your summary.
Do you know what? I still really, really enjoyed it. I know I was a bit critical there, but like No Good Deed, For Good, like all those big songs, they still pack quite a punch. So for me, I'd give it 3.5 and I gave the first part 4.
You love the first one.
So it's still very, very good, just not as good as the first one
just
for me.
Just not wicked as good. Olivia Fahey, thanks so much.